It's only been a matter of hours, but guess what? We've got America's favorite dancer in the house.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, you guys, welcome on in To The Point with Kristen Burt. This is our special edition, of course, that we're doing this morning because we do have the winner of Season 15, So You Think You Can Dance, Hanalei Cabanilla. Welcome. Has that sunk in yet?
No, it's crazy that you just said that the winner of So You Think You Can Dance.
Let me tell you, and Caroline's in here, one of our fabulous PR people from So You Think You Can Dance all season long. We were talking about this. The finale, people oftentimes are like, we know exactly who's going to win. This is going to play out. And I will tell you, this whole season has been such a roller coaster of like, who's going to win, who's not going to win, highs, lows. And when we got to that final moment, I was really thinking, I'm not really sure how this is going to play out. And so when your name was announced, everyone was just screaming because we were like, we didn't know. And wow, here's your answer. I've got to tell you, that what an exciting moment.
It's so amazing. I keep replaying that moment in my head, and it's just amazing.
It was interesting because I was watching the moment again this morning, and the heavy breathing that was going on. Did you watch that between you and Jensen? It was like,
yeah, I looked so stressed, and I looked like I was going to cry, just like, what's happening? But that's how exactly I felt.
Unbelievable. And I know that your family was there. I know your dance teacher was there. Half your studio was there. We heard them.
Oh, yeah. I had like 70 people in the audience for me.
Were you able to see them all after, at least give quick hugs?
Yes, I met them at Cheesecake Factory after. It took me an hour just to say hi to like everyone. It's crazy.
Unbelievable. Now, I feel like I told you last night, I was like, I feel like you're a true student of So You Think You Can Dance. You've had your favorite dancers. I feel like you've pretty much watched every season you could possibly watch. And your favorites, you were telling me, Robert Roldan, of course, and Marco Jamar.
Yes, and I got to work with them. And that's a dream come true, just being on So You Think, first of all, and then working with the people I've been looking up to my whole life.
What is it about the two of them? Because there were some of my favorites, too. But what is it about the two of them that really resonates with you?
Their personality is just so heartwarming and so genuine. Just anything they say is like, wow.
It touches you, doesn't it?
Yes. And they're just so positive all the time. Working with them was so amazing.
You know, it's interesting, too. You guys all have very similar personalities in some way. You guys are a little bit reserved sometimes. Yeah. And then when you start, you know, getting to know people, you really kind of light up. And I think all three of you have little elements of that, which I think is interesting.
That's so awesome to be compared to both of them because they're amazing.
I love them. In fact, I had Marco on my show earlier this year. And I said, you know, I've covered you the last couple seasons because he did, you know, season 13 and then he did 14. And I'm like, I know you on the press line. I know nothing else about you, though. It was really kind of fun to sit down with him and get to know that. So yeah. I kind of like that when you're like, oh, now we can dig in and have fun. I didn't realize that you had a sister who was also a dancer.
Yes, older sister. She's the reason why I started dancing.
Oh, I love that. So you were kind of like following in her footsteps.
Yeah.
And she's dancing professionally here in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay.
She auditions and takes classes.
Did she audition for So You Think at any point?
No, she didn't.
Why? Was it never her journey?
Yeah, not her journey, I guess.
Not her thing.
Yeah.
All right. So I love that. So what was it like for her to see you last night experiencing all of this?
I saw her in the audience. She was right in the front, and I was standing right in front of her, and I just saw her bawling, and that's such a great moment for me, seeing that, like, I made my sister proud.
And I think for you, what the thing that has really held you together, the glue, besides your family and your parents and everything, is your dance teacher. And I feel like we really have to talk about her because she's been such a strong force and guiding force in your life. And I feel like she deserves like a little shine spotlight because she's had an incredible summer. If you guys have been watching World of Dance, Quad Squad.
Quad Squad.
And you were a Quad Squad member.
Yes, I was originally in Quad Squad.
I love that. You were telling me you were wearing one of the costumes from Quad Squad.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I was wearing their costume.
Love it. You're like, I need to borrow for solo. No big deal. So you think. All right. So did you start training with Amy when you were itty bitty?
No. She came to my studio when I was about 11 or 10. Yeah. And I've just loved her classes. And then I started having solos with her. We got closer. I started assisting her. And then we like travel together and just spend all our time together. And she's like my best friend.
And that's Amy Barakoff. We just want to make sure her name gets thrown out there. People are like, who is this?
Yes.
And over at OC Performing Arts Center, which I think you guys have really great training. What is it about Amy, though, that like really clicked in for you? Because I think that there's something that she tapped in to you, not only as a dancer, but as a person. And it really made you grow.
I feel like she just really believed in me, and I feel like we have the same personality, and we just get each other. We always say that we have, like, the same brain. I finish her sentences, she finishes mine, and that just, like, inspires me to be like her.
And it's kind of like that unspoken language sometimes. Oh, you're like, yeah. Oh, no, I got that. I know what you mean. Or yeah. You get that look, and you're like, oh, that's an Amy look. I gotta clean that up.
For sure. We always just look at each other, and I'm like, okay, yeah.
And you're like, I know what I gotta do. So... this is interesting. So have you been training over the last year? You knew you were going to be eligible, age eligible, because you missed out on season 14 because you graduated at 17, correct?
Yes. So I waited a year.
You're a late birthday person like me. I'm a December birthday girl, so I understand. So you trained all year basically knowing that the So You Think auditions were coming up. Did you do anything extra? Did you take extra classes? Did you focus on certain things?
Yeah, so at school, I took ballet every day, and I really think that helped with, like, my partnering and just being on my center. And I started taking ballroom classes, and I took privates with Lacey Schwimmer. She was on the show.
Can we just talk about Lacey Schwimmer? She also trained a lot of the Dancing with the Stars juniors, kid pros. I know she was working with JT Church, of course, So You Think alum. Whatever she is doing it really well. She's a great teacher.
She's the one.
She's the one. And I just feel like if you want to get on the show, like, go train with her because she'll give you the great, great basics that you need.
Oh, for sure.
And she's a spitfire, too. Like, that's
she's
the other
so
thing.
Fun to work with.
I mean, did you do everything with her? Did you do everything from cha-cha, like, all the way?
Yes, we tried. Think it worked, though.
Well, you had a great cha-cha on the show.
Thank you.
What do you think was... if you had to do like a samba or something, do you think that would have been a struggle?
Honestly, all the styles are so new to me, so I think it would be a struggle, but I'd get through it.
You're like, I got
like,
this.
The first minute of rehearsal, I'd be like freaking out, but it'll be fine.
And you were at, because I'm assuming you're not enrolled for the fall semester of UC Irvine.
Did you
make it through your first year? You did both semesters?
Yes, okay. I did full year.
And then, obviously, life is on pause right now because you've got the tour up ahead and then you've got rent in January.
Yeah.
Have you really thought about the long-term goals of that? Are you going to, like, put the brakes for now on college and, like, come up to L.A. post-tour maybe?
Yeah, hopefully I'll move up to L.A., just get my dance career started. And if I ever want to go back to school, I know I'll always be there.
And your parents are good with that?
Yeah.
Good. You know, parental support is important because I know it's hard because parents, you know, they're here. They, you know, work so hard on raising you and they want you to get a great education and, you know, have the best life possible. But sometimes other doors open.
Oh, for sure.
And you have to be like, college is always there.
Yeah.
You can get a degree at 30. You can get a degree at 50. Honestly, yeah, it literally. Is always there. That is the interesting thing. And you were in their dance department, correct?
Yes, I was.
What is their program like? I'm not familiar with it.
It's very classical. So I'd take ballet every day and I'd have modern. So it was very different than my competition like training when I was little. But I really enjoyed it because there were so many amazing teachers. And I just feel like I grew as a dancer in a different like realm.
That's good. But you were still going and taking classes and working privates with Amy on top of all that. So you were getting like a full boat. Now, is UC Irvine a conservatory program where you're dancing like from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. kind of thing?
No, it's still a regular like college program. So I would dance from like 8 to 12. Then I'd have regular classes after,
in the afternoon.
My academic classes.
And then you'd go and dance more in the evening.
Yes. I'd have full days.
That's kind of incredible. I just know because I went to NYU and we were dancing 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yeah. We would have time for academic classes, but it was a little bit of a struggle. And sometimes trying to take an outside class like at Broadway Dance Center in New York or anything else like that or Steps, it was hard. You had to really make the time. And you're like, I've just been dancing 12 hours and I'm going to go and try and take a musical theater class.
No, for sure. I would rush over to my studio just like to take a class.
Yeah, not easy whatsoever. I want to go through a little bit because I think it's so interesting going through the Academy rounds. Obviously, you had a great audition in Los Angeles and you did great on your solo coming back to the Academy. But I want to know, like, you get nappy tabs. You're on the Dolby Theater stage. What was that first time through like?
scary. For sure. There's so many amazing people after watching all those solos. I was like, wow, everyone here is so good. Mm-hmm. And I got to step it up. So in every round, I stood right in the front just so to make sure I got the dance and I could do it the best I can. But it was so fun learning from Nappy Tabs. I've been watching them on the show forever, too. So that was so cool. And just being at the Dolby Theater is so pretty.
And you'll be back there December 3rd.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Everyone keeps asking me on my live Instagrams, like, what tour date are you, like, excited for? I was like, the Dolby Theater, because, like, that's where it all started.
And it's also my birthday, so I'm coming, and you guys are all going to dance for my birthday.
Yes, we'll celebrate
you. That's
what
I've decided. I know. I was like, not really, but I am going to come. I told my husband, I'm like, you don't have to plan anything this year. We're going to the Dolby Theater. Like, just take me out to dinner. We'll go to there, and we're good.
That's cute.
It's always really good, and it's fun to see it at the Dolby. I saw season 14 at the Dolby, and I was like, and what Mandy Moore does for you guys on that tour –
she's amazing. I can't wait for tour rehearsals.
Yeah, you know, and I think what's the one thing, if you guys haven't gone out to see the tour, if you can, go and see it, because Mandy Moore does transitions in between dances. I don't know if you've seen any of them. That one dance melds into the other, and the dancers come and they exit stage, and it's, you're like, how did she put those two together? It's incredible. She's a genius.
For sure.
I have to say, though, let's go back to the Nappy Tabs round. Napoleon said, there are two things Filipinos can do. They can dance and they can
karaoke.
Do karaoke. Can you?
Nope.
Okay. Breaking stereotypes.
Okay. My parents karaoke, like, probably every weekend with their friends, but I cannot sing for my life.
All right, but your family has it. Like, it's in the blood, though. It's definitely in the blood. I love your family because I did sit next to them on, I think, week five it was.
Yeah,
and
last
we had
week.
A great time. Yeah, last week. And we had a great time. And everyone was like, you're next to Hannah Lay's parents. I'm like, I know. We had a good time. Your dad was a lot of fun. He was a good seatmate.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. All right. You get to the cha-cha with Jean-Marc Généraux. What was going through your head at that point, besides having a really nice partner who might be your boyfriend now?
The cha-cha round was very stressful because before the academy, I only took, like, one ballroom private. Mm-hmm. And I, like, felt like I was not prepared. So I was scared. And I forgot it on the round before we, like, showed the judges. So I was freaking out, and I was like, I better not forget it. But I had such a great partner.
Did you purposely seek out a ballroom? Like, you were like, who's the ballroom dancers?
Oh, yeah.
See, this is strategy, though. This is good stuff.
So, yeah, for the ballroom round, I was like, I need a ballroom partner so they could, like, lead me through everything and tell me what to do because I don't know what's going on.
You're like, give me some corrections. Yeah. Do this.
So I picked Javon, and now he's my boyfriend.
You picked really well.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to love that he was up there, like, in the balcony, like, every single week. No, he didn't get a seat. Did he get a seat yesterday, at least?
No, I think he was in the pit.
He was in the pit. I was like, come take my seat. I wanted him to be able to sit next to you. And I was asking your dad, I'm like, do you like him? Do you approve? He's like, thumbs up. Thumbs up. He was happy.
Aww.
Okay, Travis Wall. And I think, like, for when you get to a Travis Wall round, I know a lot of people, you guys have trained with him out in the convention circuit. A lot of people have taken classes with him. But to me, Travis Wall is So You Think You Can Dance. There is no So You Think without Travis. He is contemporary. And you want to nail this round because I feel like if you can't make a Travis Wall number, they're like, bye.
Yeah. I was waiting for this round the whole time. I was like, I just want to get to the contemporary round with Travis. Like, it was so much fun. At that point of the competition, I felt like I was taking a class from Travis instead of auditioning to be in top 10.
But that's
10.
A comfort level thing. That's good.
Yeah. So that was my favorite moment of the academy.
You're like, I got this.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm comfortable in my style and everything else. Mandy Moore and that jazz number. Now, that was super fun. And this was one that I'm like, you do this. Someone was like, how did they get all those people on there? I'm like, the Dolby Theater stage is huge.
It's huge. I had to run across at one point, and I was like sprinting to get to my spot.
But you know what I love about you? Because, you know, I'm 5'3". How tall are you?
5 foot.
5 foot. Okay, so I've got 3 inches on you. But I always – but listen, being on the shorter side, as a dancer, you're always told, like, move bigger, use the stage. Mm-hmm. I don't think I did that all that well when I was dancing. I think you do it extraordinarily well. And I told you last night, I was like, my memories of season 15 are just going to be of Hannah Leigh just flying across the stage, being thrown, tossed, catch, leaping across. And I think that that's a really wonderful quality about your dancing. And that's why I find you very exciting to watch.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm like, keep moving. and I love that they just had you sprinting across the stage then with Mandy Moore.
Oh, yeah.
How shocking, though, was that? Like, you guys are in the top 20. By the way, it's top 10.
Okay, so I'm not really an emotional person. Mm-hmm. And I cried when they announced top 20 because I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to live shows. Like, I made it.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. And then they're like, top 10. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you kidding me?
Wah, wah. Sad but, trombone. I mean, that's the show. I mean, yeah. They throw things at you. It was interesting because I had I talked with someone a little later on that was a contestant, and I said, you know, it's so funny because I had seen you guys during Academy Week, and I had interviewed a few of them, and I had just assumed that you guys knew at that point that it was top, because I knew that it was going from top 20 to top 10. Because I knew that there was a twist, and it was one of those things I thought, well, the contestants must know. They must know. And then I found out, no.
No, no one knew, but there was rumors going around, and everyone's like, I feel like it's not top 20. I feel like it's top 10. And that was, like, going around. But
and here's no what I want to ask. Did you know what – this was my other thing, because I'm like, the contestants must figure, because wasn't it, like, Friday or so that you found out you were top 20? I'm like, what do they think they're doing for the next 5-6 days?
That's what we were thinking. We're like, why is there 2 weeks of the Academy? And they were saying, like, the Academy rounds were only, like, a few days. And we're like, then what are we doing? Like, so confused.
No wonder the rumor was going around. Because I'm like, what do they think they're doing? Like, going to Disneyland? Yeah. Like, doing 20,000 photo shoots?
Yeah, that's what we're like, maybe photo shoots? I don't know. Like,
video packages?
Yeah.
No, and I knew. I was like, gosh, they're going to be in a surprise because I knew that the endgame on the press side, I knew what day the photo shoot was and what day we were going to meet all of you guys. So it was kind of interesting just to see how that played out. And a few people were like, whoa.
I was shocked.
That it is really, really shocking. And you have to, in that moment, you just have to go out there and, you know, work with your all-star and just nail it. Mm-hmm. What do you remember most about that final round getting to the top 10?
My duet with Jonathan Platero was amazing. I haven't partnered a lot growing up, mm-hmm. and that was like my first like step into partnering, and I was just being flipped around. I was like, what is this world? Like, it was so fun and so crazy. I loved it.
What I love about Jonathan and Oksana's choreography too is that they don't water things down at all. Mm-mm. They are incredibly challenging, not only with the footwork, but also with the partnering. But what I love about them, too, is both of them are very calm people. You know, when they do these, like, fiery, crazy, frenetic numbers.
And they're just like, walking around like, hey, how are you? They're so cute.
They're the nicest people. Oh, yeah. Like, I've known them for a few years. I love both of them. But it's just amazing to me that it's, like, their offstage personality, totally different than what you see, like, on stage. And they got both you and Chelsea into the top 10 or top 5 of girls, which I think is an incredible testament to what they did in the routine that they gave you, too.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They are fantastic. I know that, of course, the welcome home piece really stood out for you, of course, with Robert and Marco. But was there another one that you really felt might have been a game changer in the judges even taking a look at you differently?
I feel like, well, every week except the top 4 weeks, I had ballroom each week. And I feel like that really proves I could, like, take on any challenge that they give me.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you had a disco. You had cha-cha. You did an Argentine tango.
I had paso.
That's right.
Yeah, and I haven't trained in ballroom like my whole life, so that was a really big challenge for me, but I took it on and conquered it.
Yeah, some big focus for sure on something like that, because you're like, listen, Mary Murphy's on there. She's going to notice the little footwork. Mm-hmm. She's going to notice the technique on something like that. I've got to imagine Cole was also a big support, though, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. He's the best partner ever, and with all those ballroom pieces, he would, like, help me with little details. We'd go back to the apartment. We would practice for hours, and just he'd help me so much.
And I don't know if everyone was following his social media account, but he was always like, vote for Hannah Leigh, vote for my partner. Last night, he was like, my partner won.
Yeah.
He was really, really happy for you.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
He's so supportive. Let's talk a little bit about Rent, because you're going to be doing Fox's live musical. I didn't realize it was so soon. It is January 27th, 2019, people. Did you know that?
I did not know it was in
so,
January.
So, hello, book out your calendar, my friends.
Hello.
Let me give you the, January 27th. So, rehearsals are going to be before then, obviously. So
right after tour.
Tour ends December 9th. You're going to be able to eat, like, a little bit of, like, Christmas, like, meal, cookies.
Just a little.
And then off you go. Now, obviously, you just said you're not a big singer, so.
Oh, God,
are you going to be the girl going, like, watermelon, like, mouthing it in the background?
Maybe, or I'll take some singing lessons.
You could totally do that. I'm sure they're going to offer some coaching, too, and things like that. I was looking, because I was trying to see if any of the cast had been announced yet or anything, but they're looking for their Jonathan right now. So they're definitely in the audition process and things like that. Have they given you any indication on, like, what type of role you'll have? You're going to be in the chorus with all the dancers?
No idea.
Have you seen Rent?
I have not.
All right.
But I need to watch it because I'm going to be in it.
Yes, I would say the movie is not a great representation of, I think, the Broadway show. It's good, it's not great, but it'll give you an idea of what you're in for, and I think you're going to have a ball. And you've got the live thing down. You know how to live shows. You're totally ready
for
that.
No mistakes.
And but I always love like going to see the live shows. I saw Fox's Christmas Story live and went on set, and let me tell you, you're going to have the time of your life.
I'm so excited.
Just even like being able to like walk around the square and see what they did, you're going to lose your mind.
I'm so excited for it.
Now, obviously, you know, you're still trying to process your win. But if you take a look and think about what your year you would like to look, what you want it to look like over the next, you know, 12 months. Have you given some thought? Like, if you thought, like, I would like to go on a world tour with a major artist, or I want to be in a contemporary company and work with Shaping Sound or something.
For sure, working with Shaping Sound, that's been my dream forever. And teaching around the world, just traveling and teaching at different studios, maybe a convention, and just working, like, commercial jobs.
All right. So that's good. I was like, have you made your intentions clear to Travis, by the way?
I should.
You probably should. I would just like send a little email to Travis.
Trav.
Why not? You know what? They're doing the winter tour. Obviously, you're going to be busy, but there's always like a spring tour.
Yeah.
Sometimes does a fall tour. Make your intentions. Throw it out there. Because I think if you don't let people know,
then it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen in this town. And I always find that the ones that come back, and I have them on my show sometimes, and they're working nonstop, they're the ones that, like, I went and called Lou Brown. And I was like, I love working with you. I'm back
love
on tour.
Luther.
I know. You guys are going to have some great Luther numbers on tour, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. He's the best. He's so funny.
He is so funny. And I don't know if people realize, like, how funny he is. And if you really watch his choreography, there's humor in the choreography, too. You just see those moments. I mean, I can just do this, like, all day between. And I'm like, if I don't see that Genesee Slavic number on tour, I'm asking for my money back.
Oh, yeah. Love that duet.
I'm calling up Mandy. I'm like, add it in just for my birthday.
Just for my birthday.
Do that. I think they're going to do that number because it was so well received and things like that. Final thoughts. I want to know if someone was auditioning for season 16, what do you think some of the things that you did really well, some good strategizing that you did that you would offer to some of the younger dancers out there?
For sure, keep training. I danced every day working up to the audition and staying positive. I feel like throughout this whole experience, staying positive has really stuck with me and just gotten me through like the hard times and the rough, like exhausting.
And you were really reaching out to people. You were reaching out to Amy when you needed a little support. You were journaling.
Yes.
Do whatever keeps yourself, your mind sane, I think.
It's a lot of mental processing throughout this process. So,
Do you think people should take TAP? That was the other thing I feel like. I'm like, maybe take a TAP class, guys. I don't know. It was thrown at people this year.
Yeah, I actually took TAP privates. I used to TAP when I was little.
Yeah.
So I was like prepared. If I got a
Look
TAP
at that.
Dance.
I know.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to say for season 16, don't eliminate TAP from the equation.
No, yeah, TAP is great. Lex and Evan's duet last night, amazing.
That was heaven.
Yeah.
That really was heaven. And a shout out to Lex and Taylor, who've come back, you know, as all-stars and dancing better than they even danced on season 14. And I love to see that progress and their growth as an artist. So
yes, they're amazing.
They are amazing. Well, you're amazing too. And I'm so thrilled you're here. I had so much fun with you this season and really watching you grow on the press line. It was kind of interesting because the first couple weeks you would let Cole take the lead. It's always fun for me to watch this. And then you kind of asserted yourself and you're like, I got a voice.
Yeah.
I got things to say.
Yeah. I just have to warm up a little.
It's okay. But that's okay. You know what I mean? Because it's a whole process and we're all like after you the first week, like, how was it? Are you nervous? Blah, you know, welcome to Swing and Think You Can Dance. A lot of us have been around backstage a long time. We're like old school at this. So. But it was really a joy to cover you. And so thank you for coming here before you're off to Kelly and Ryan tomorrow morning.
Wow!
So, guys, make sure you check her out on Wednesday. So thrilled with you. Enjoy that vacation with your parents. Enjoy Rent Live.
Just everything.
And please come back to The Point.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll sit for an hour next time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course. And if people want to follow your career, especially as we head on over to tour, where can they follow you?
Follow me on Instagram at HannahLeeDazzle, and my Twitter is HannahLeeDazzle as well.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us for this special edition of To The Point. We really want to thank Fox for making it possible, and of course, Popcorn Talk and Dance Network. I'll be back at 3 o'clock today because I've got, it's a little bit for the gymternet and for dance fans because Caitlin Ohashi will be here talking about that incredible Michael Jackson floor routine that went viral last year. Just so good. We'll see you guys all at 3 o'clock Pacific time. Take care.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.